The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
And he's the owner of a cat named Midge, who is the undisputed queen of the football Twitter pets kingdom. He is Nate Tice. Follow him on Twitter at Nate_Tice. Nate, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. What an intro.
You were involved with the project for Bleacher Report leading up to the draft. It essentially had four scouts, right? And they're creating a big board together, and each scout was responsible for a specific group of positions. Your assignments were quarterback, running backs, wide receivers, and receiving tight ends. And what we're going to do today is we're going to dial in on wide receivers and how their draft slot may impact their projection, their landing spot, which team, how well they fit the scheme, right? How they could be used, etc. I'm going to start with what I'll call it a Tice take right up top. Ja'Marr Chase was not only the first wide receiver selected in the draft at fifth overall to the Cincinnati Bengals, but he was also the general consensus wide receiver one, I believe. On the big board here, he was 11th overall, and he was your wide receiver three. Now, yeah. My question is, does he fit with the Bengals? Does that fit in improve his projection for year one? And why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?
I love how it's still a top 11 ranking for a receiver, and everyone's like, I offended people with that. And, yes. And actually, your whole point about receivers and fit and the scheme and every the landing spot mattering so much, that's why a lot of the receiver stuff, and not just kind of like kneecap this, but it's like I kind of look at them as almost in tiers. And for me, it was, you know, Devontae Smith, Rashad Bateman, Ja'Marr Chase, and Eric and Waddle. But so like that was like my top four tier. And, you know, I did have Bateman above Chase. And I do like the landing spot for him in the sense that he has great synergy with Higgins and Boyd. Like a receiver room, one of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten was that a receiving room ideally should look like a basketball starting lineup. So Higgins being the power forward, and, you know, Boyd could be the shooting guard. You know, okay, they got a little small forward right there, or, you know, point guard, shooting guard. And I like that. And so you see the synergy. You can see him. The thing with Chase, why I had some hesitations with him is I see the comparisons. People have compared him now to Dez Bryant, Anquan Boldin, Justin Blackmon, a lot of ball-winning receivers. And Chase, on the other hand, is 6 foot, 200 pounds. Probably he weighed a little heavier than that on his pro day. And he's got 30-inch arms. Dez Bryant was doing the things he was doing at 228 pounds with 34-inch arms. Right. And I know I don't want to be the whole scout and, like, you know, measurements, but that does show on film. And that's why you have to bring him up, is that's how he wins. He's a ball winner. He's a bully. Why I say that is he is every rep. Some of these guys are trying to, okay, they watch him on tape. Probably played him against him in high school, so they're amped up to play against Ja'Marr Chase. They're trying to, you know, full bench press him, and Ja'Marr, that's playing into Chase's game. And so he got away with being able to just be a bully at 200 pounds. I just think he will be able to do that a little bit, but not to the extent that he did it in college. So he needs more finesse to his game. He's still a very good player. Like you said, he's number 11 on our big board. I really like this guy, but I do like his landing spot. I think he could be a true X. And that's how he's going to ascend as in the NFL. So, you know, just going to keep having to work on some of more of the nuances of his game. And I think there's going to be a little more of a learning curve than people realize. Having said that, still a fun player. Love his physicality, love his ball winning ability. And he just plays angry. And those types of guys are really fun to watch.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show, wherever you get your podcasts.